This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Happy Valentine's Day. We are the Juckies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalfe, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalfe.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, February 14th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, all. Good morning.
Good morning. And Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Running the three-man show today. Bish will be back on Tuesday. We're off on Monday for President's Day.
Very good.
Which do you prefer, President's Day or Valentine's Day?
Wow. Clearly, President's Day. You get down work. It's not even close. But this Valentine's Day is special. If you want to come and hang out with D-Gens and see flops on Valentine's Day. Now, I understand that's an unorthodox Valentine's Day for most people. The Cakes Classic is happening today at 4 p.m. at MGM National Harbor. I'd love to see you there if you'd like to come out.
There's going
to
be a lot of people there. It's interesting because I asked Cakes, well, do they have any concerts coming up?
Yeah.
And he's like, I think Boys to Men is there tonight. I want you to get the ding and the buzzer ready.
Sure.
Because Boys to Men is there tonight and tomorrow.
All right. Yes.
I recognize them.
Definitely.
On Sunday, they have, I looked it up, he's a Puerto Rican band leader.
Okay.
That does salsa, Gilberto Santa Rosa.
Not familiar with his work, but I'm sure he's great.
Then on March 2nd, they have somebody named Quang Ha performing.
Again, not familiar with their work either.
He'll probably kill it.
I'm sure.
A couple weeks later, Bill Bellamy.
Know due him. To him. Definitely know him.
Then the Zac Brown Band. Know them.
Hold on. The Zac Brown Band is playing at MGM National Harbor?
Friday, April 4th.
Really? That's a big one. Definitely know them.
Something called Treasure?
Not sure.
Not sure what that is.
Gonna go no on that.
Spirit Box.
Nope.
Meshuggah, Cannibal Corpse, and Carcass?
Oh, I know.
Do you know them?
Well, I'll know I know this. Our friend Luke Thomas, I know, is a big fan of Cannibal Corpse. So if they're coming to National Harbor, he's probably going to be there.
Okay, Meshuggah is a Swedish metal band.
I've heard of them, but I don't know much about them, to be honest.
Anyway, they have some acts coming up there.
You know what?
Motown Philly.
I'll give MGM National Harbor credit. They have a wide range of acts. Because if you got Bill Bellamy, Cannibal Corpse, and Boys to Men all performing in the same theater, you're going after a different audience every single time. Because I don't think there's a lot of overlap between any of those acts. So, yes, I will be there tonight, 4 p.m. Come out. Take my $300 bounty. Would love to see all of you D-Gens tonight.
Nice. Well, hopefully you have a good turnout. And then you'll be a little, you get a poker break after
then
that?
I get a poker break. Because I went back yesterday in the high roller. I only lasted two hands because I had a crumbs stack. I had 10 big blinds. Mm-hmm. I got it in on the second hand with king 10. Guy calls me with queen 9. He hits a 9. And then it's sayonara cakes to the door.
Right.
But well, it's all good.
Were you watching the Terps last night? I stayed up to watch the Terps.
Yeah.
Nice win for them.
Nice road dub. Take that.
Our guy, John Fanta, who we just had on the show, I retweeted this. He brought up some nuggets about the Terps. I don't know where they'll be seated come the tournament, but he says the Terrapins notched their 6th quad one win of the season and have won 3 of their last 4 on the road.
Very good.
Tremendous offensive performance by Kevin Willard's team, which shot 59%. Derek Queen, 24 on 9 of 11 field goals with 11 boards. Yeah. Whenever they kind of get stagnant, I'm just like, get the ball to Queen.
Is there any chance that Maryland can come up with enough NIL money to convince Derek Queen to stay for another year? Or is he just going to get drafted so high, he's just like...
I don't think he's going to go that high. What I've seen is late first.
I think if he's a late first, and I think you got to stay one more year in College Park.
I think you got a shot to convince him all the mocks and all the agents tell him he's a late first.
Like, if he's 20 to 25, I got to get in his ear and say, look, you want to be top 10? You want to be top 12? Come back to college for another year. Fill in the blank. Make $3.5 million at College Park for a year, and then
think about it.
Go back in the draft.
Markel Fultz, who was a disappointment as a number one overall pick,
yeah,
but just got signed 5-6 years ago, was out of the league.
Right
now, he just got signed. I think it was by the Clippers or Kings or somebody. I think Kings maybe. He's back in the league, but I mean, what have they played? 50 games?
Right,
been out of the league. He was the number one overall pick.
Look, I think Derek Queen is way more advanced than the person I'm going to bring up. But I'm going to bring up a comp. Diamond Stone came to Maryland. He played 1 year, and he went into the draft. And have you heard anything from Diamond Stone since?
No, I forgot about him. What happened to him?
He was a highly hyped recruit.
He's got to be like in China.
Like, I'm sure he's played on 20 different teams. And had he come back to College Park for 2, maybe 3 years, maybe he would have had a different NBA career. Now, I'm not saying the same thing is going to happen to Derek Queen. But if people say, hey, you might want to consider spending another year in College Park, you might want to listen.
Diamond Stone has been on so many international teams. It looks like he played for the Clippers in 2016.
Yeah.
And then it's just a list of teams that you haven't heard of. It looks like he's played in Venezuela and Mexico. And he's played a team called the Zavkon Brothers the last few years with a bunch of other teams in between. Looks like he plays in Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Like that. Derek Queen doesn't want that to happen to him. Please come back for another year.
He's played in Iran. That's unbelievable.
That's quite an odyssey.
Hey, as of last week, I don't know what the rankings are currently, but as of last week, Maryland fit into our friend Ken Pomeroy's 6 teams that fit the criteria.
I did see that.
To win the national title.
Ooh, I like that.
So you have to be in Ken Pom's models. You have to be in the top 20 in offense or adjusted offense, and also top 20 in defense or adjusted defense. And there were 6 teams that qualified as a national title winner, which, by the way, in his models, he's predicted 96% of the national title winners.
Wow. That's impressive.
So, you mean they've been one of the 10 or whatever?
Yes, the national title winner has been in Ken Pom's top 6 to win the national title. So Maryland's in there with Duke, Houston, Florida, Auburn, Illinois, Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, is that 6?
Sounded like it.
And Maryland. So they're an elite company all the stats nerds.
According to NBADraft.net, the current projection for Derek Queen is to go 21 to Indiana.
Fine.
It's a first rounder. You're getting guaranteed money. It's great. But don't you want to be like top 10?
Especially when you can, maybe you could squeeze out a couple million from, you know, maybe not all NIL, but endorsements, et cetera.
Totally.
While you're there at Maryland.
Just don't know his mentality. I mean, when we were talking to Jimmy Patsos during AllCast last Friday, he seemed to believe that Sorber, who is the star freshman forward center for Georgetown, would return and that Queen would go to the NBA. Meanwhile, Sorber's projected 11th in that same mock.
Now, if you're projected 11th,
Queen going 21st.
Right. If you're projected top 10, 12, and you're a lottery pick, you got to go.
No, but he's staying. That's what he's saying.
Right, but maybe he wants to come back and be top five. I mean, I'm no
NBA scout, and Derek Queen is a very good college player.
Yeah,
but he just doesn't seem
he looks raw to me, man.
He's a little raw, and it's not that explosive.
Yeah, he doesn't have that super big. That's why when we had Willard on, he was, you know, he's compared him to a 50-year-old man. He's got kind of an old man type game, but
yeah,
he figures it out. You know, he also has an old man game now, much bigger. Joker. Like, yeah. If you know how to score, you know how to score.
Mm-hmm. But he's not like that.
Yeah. He's not that big.
Yeah.
Anyway, good win for the Terps. They beat Nebraska 83-75 on the road. So they're 9-5 in the conference, 19-6 overall, currently ranked 25. So we're getting ready, you know, getting geared up for March Madness, which will come up in, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks.
There's a big hole in, I think, everybody's lives with no more NFL football.
Yeah.
Like, there's just a void. I mean, it's hard to fill it. I'll be honest, it's hard to fill it.
It kind of opens up your weekend, though. I kind of like it.
That part
is
true.
You don't have to be strapped in front of your television.
Yeah,
all
God forbid I'm forced to watch NFL football on Sunday.
Well,
who would want to do that?
No, but it's just like Sunday's a day you really don't do anything. You just watch football. Which is fine.
Yeah,
I mean, I enjoy it.
It's like appointment watching. It's appointment TV.
I know. But I also, it's nice to do other stuff.
I'll tell you this. I won't get into spring football. No matter how many times they pitch me, no matter how many leagues they come up with.
No matter how many angles there are,
I'm not going to get into spring football.
I can't get into the rebooted USFL. Sorry. I can't get back into the Michigan Panthers or whatever. With Birmingham Stallions. I don't even know what the teams are. Like, I'm with you. Spring football is always going to be a gimmick.
I actually watched a couple minutes of the Four Nations deal last night.
You did.
The Four Nations face-off.
Look at you, puckhead.
I saw one of the Kachucks score.
Okay, good.
And then when I listened, they said that his brother scored. Didn't know there were two Kachucks in the league.
The Four Nations face-off, it doesn't do a lot for me.
Yeah, when I said I watched
it was about three minutes.
Who's covering ESPN.
ESPN is.
I think it was ESPN.
I know it's a big event. I mean, the NHL shut down for 2 weeks because of it. Just hard to get into. Just a gimmicky middle of the season tournament.
You have some pride in your country, man.
I do, but I mean,
whooped up on Finland 6-1 last night.
I mean, I want the USA to win.
Who are our studs? I know they don't have any caps, but who are our studs?
Well, I'll say the Kachucks.
All right. That doesn't mean that much to me.
Matthew Kachuk scored. He scored two.
Mm-hmm.
And then his brother, trying to figure out his first name, Brady Kachuk scored
two. Nice. I think they scored like 3 goals in 3 minutes.
They scored 4 goals to Kachucks.
Pouring it on.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, so I watched a couple minutes of that just basically during the Terps commercial breaks. But hey, big win for the Terps. We'll be talking more college basketball as we're getting geared up for March Madness coming up in several weeks. Should mention, you can always call us throughout the show on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines at 800-636-1067. You can also text us. Our text line now presented by Lido Pizza, local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can also hit us up on X at Junks Radio. Coming up later in the show, Paul Rabel joins us. He'll jump on early in the program at 6:30. Good. And our pal D. Smith, former executive director of the NFLPA, he's got a new book out called Turf Wars. He joins us at 8:25. Don't go anywhere.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.